Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I've got for you a couple of fantastic pro revenge stories. Let's get straight into the first one. Try to prank me? Good luck getting your camper back with a lot of cash. Anyone who follows me or reads any of my posts knows something about my wife's best friend, I'll call Karen. A harpy from heck, she makes everyone, even my wife sometimes, miserable. She also thinks she is smarter than everyone and just stuck up enough to believe no one would dare cross her. So a friend of ours, I'll call Bill, bought a piece of property next door to us. He had a bad car accident in November and lives an hour away. He made me a legal agent of the property, which means I have almost as much power as he does. Think property manager. Now it has a small house on it that is unoccupied, but I keep an eye on things. He bought the property only because next to the house is a big asphalt parking lot. It used to be a lot for a small used car company. His reasoning was that during the bad winter months, he could park equipment and trucks from his other companies there. So, he also had me put up a huge no parking, violators will be towed at owner's expense sign all around it. Moving on. So Sunday, I'm elbow deep into a RC submersible when my wife bursts into my study, yells at me to listen to something. I take the phone and who is doing a live video? Karen. Karen was talking about how she was going away for a few days. Now this was Sunday morning, because she was so stressed out from always giving people advice and helping them through their problems, etc. And then she mentioned again why my wife told me. She talks about how she parked her 46 feet, fifth wheel, $35,000 camper next door to me. And seeing Bill was unreachable this week, I would have to look at it for the next 3 days as a reminder that she is not only smarter, but 10 moves ahead of me. And I'm an idiot because I wouldn't loan her a truck and it cost her more money to rent one. It turns out she told her husband, who was gone during the week for work, that she had Bill's permission to put it there. So early Sunday morning, he towed it over there. I was fuming. She has a tendency to lie, so I went outside, but there it was. Parked right there in the middle of the lot was her camper. I actually smiled because I had a perfect plan. As being a manager of the property, I also had a right to have any vehicle towed off there, including that one. I had two options. Cool Garage A, owned by a nice guy who doesn't charge the state maximum for the tow and storage fees. Explain what happened and he might cut you a break. Then there is Garage B. Now this guy doesn't care if he has to tow your car 15 feet. He is charging you the maximum and always charges the maximum storage fees. So you're dang right, I went with Garage B. I called the guy, gave him my name, told him I manage the property and bring a fifth wheel. He had it gone in less than half an hour. Okay, so she's gonna have to be paying a lot of money here. Now this is the best part yet, my friends. I didn't tell her it was towed until yesterday morning. Yes, I waited from Sunday afternoon till Tuesday morning. Yesterday morning, she was on Facebook live streaming again from her car, talking about how she was going to go visit her camper for another laugh. Then I got on live. My wife sent her a message to get on my live stream like now and post a link to my page. When she was viewing it, I said this. Hey Karen, hope you had a wonderful time. I have to tell you something. I had your camper towed. With me being the property's manager and Bill being unavailable, I had to have it towed. We can't let people think they can just park on there illegally. XYZ Tow has the camper. I was gonna call you Sunday, but you seemed so stressed out that I thought you deserved the break. I mean, the camper is safe, that's all that matters, right? Well, Facebook lit up like a Christmas tree. As I had hoped, those watching her stream followed because, well, they were curious too, and then the messages started. A few condemned me, but most were supportive. Some thought it was about time someone showed her that she wasn't all-powerful and no one was scared of her. Then it went quiet. Now, a normal person might just be annoyed, but understandable. But she went the wounded Karen route. That afternoon, she got back on again. She was crying, fake crying, about how it was going to cost her over $2,000 in fees because her husband wouldn't be back till Friday to tow it back, and could someone please do it for her? Now, here's the bonus I was hoping would happen. She said that if she started a GoFundMe page where people donate to help her pay the fees. The answers to that were between no and F no. But hey, she didn't threaten to sue me at least.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right? Now, as of OP writing this story, he says the camper is still there. No one volunteered to get it. A few said they would for gas money, but she tried to play it off as it would be helping her, and she owed so much in fees, and that she would owe them a favour. A favour no one could collect on because she has nothing to bargain with. Oh, that is actually insane revenge. So she was live streaming on Facebook. Let me just get this clear. She was live streaming on Facebook, and then you decided, or your wife decided to tell you to also live stream on Facebook and tell the Karen through the live stream that, you know, actually, nah, your car's been towed. You need to go and pay the money to get it back. And she still hasn't even got it back yet. I mean, come on. That is ridiculous. What a thing to do. I don't really understand why anyone would live stream on Facebook anyway, especially like elder people or older people. But yeah, not for me to complain about that. It's a pretty weird thing that people do, I guess. The question that I've got though is like, why is your wife, OP's wife, friends with this woman when she's clearly just like very, very weird and very, very toxic? I mean, I don't know what she was doing leaving a camper van there in a private property, but I just don't understand why you'd want to be friends with her. Very, very strange. I wonder if they are still friends to this day. I doubt it, but you never know. Now moving on to our next story. Blackmail me into not reporting an incident to the police after rejecting you, prepare to lose your job. When I was 19, I worked in a one-man store in my local area. Sure, there were a lot of entitled people that came in, but there was also absolutely lovely regulars that I bonded with. Unfortunately, what happened didn't involve one of the nice regulars, but a creepy older man. The man was probably in his 40s, dirty, and just an outright creep. The shop didn't have any panic buttons, so when he came in, I was on my own. He was a pervert who would just come in to harass me. He would lean over the counter to stroke my arms, make disgusting derogatory comments towards me, and try to fill me up anytime I left the counter. I hated working there because of this guy. I reported him to the manager multiple times, but nothing was ever done. I even showed him the CCTV, but again, nothing would happen. That is absolutely horrible. Yeah, what a horrible environment to work in. Now, one day, the man came in saying to me extremely sexual things, and he tried to grab my breasts. I just snapped. I shoved him away from me, telling him to get out of the store, and that if he didn't stop, I would report him to the police. But the guy just laughed at me and said there was nothing I could do until I pointed at the cameras. This enraged the guy, and he told me how he knew I lived in the area, so if he finds me, I would end up in a hospital because of the things he would do. He left, but I was absolutely terrified. I knew this guy was ex-military, and he could easily overpower me. After this, he came in the store displaying what looked like weapons and followed me when I visited local stores. What the heck? On a shift swap, I nervously came into my work as the manager was cashing his till. He saw me and asked what was wrong, and I told him what was happening. I said how I need to report this guy to the police, but needed evidence, so I mentioned the CCTV. My manager responded, "I'm so sorry, but I'm afraid you can't do that. If you do, then they will do a background check on you, and I will have to tell them everything I know about you." This terrified me even more. The manager was a friend of mine and the reason I got that job to begin with. He knew that I had home problems, so he was basically telling me that he would tell the police about it and rip my family apart. He added, "See, I value you as a friend, but after seeing your true colours when you refuse to go out with me, kind of tells me to be honest to the police. Do you really want to involve them?" It became evident that the reason he never handled my complaints before is because I rejected him. He asked me out a few times, which I rejected, but I didn't think much of it. Sadly, this got to me, and I never reported what happened. As scared as I was, I didn't want my family to be destroyed, and I wasn't going to go out with him just to get the evidence I needed. Instead, I started to plot my revenge against the manager. What a horrible manager he is. The area manager and my manager were good friends. He let me off with everything during inspections, but rumor had it that the area manager was moving to a different location. Now, this meant that a new one would come in and do an inspection. Knowing this, I patiently waited to see if this was true. One day, I went in and saw a man I had never seen before. It was the new area manager, and he was in doing an inspection while the manager wasn't there. It turned out he met the manager before and did not like him one bit, so he was trying to find something to fire him. He told me that he wanted to monitor the things I would do day to day in the shop, and so I did. Badly. I made sure to F up every chance I got, not scanning items, not checking everyone's IDs, stocking things wrong, etc. The area manager was horrified and asked me if I was ever trained. I told him the truth, I wasn't, but he brought up my file saying I signed to say I did receive training. Luckily, my dad always encouraged me to keep a log of everything I do at work, so I gave him the week I started and the day I signed it, telling him that he just got me to sign it and he could check the cameras, which of course he did. As a result, he sat me down and asked me what other things my manager did that he wasn't aware of. I told him everything, that he made me and my co-worker take over his shifts to leave early, how he never fulfilled requests for holidays and took them away last minute, and more, including how he never processed official complaints and would persuade us not to report incidents. He asked what kind of incidents, and I told him about the customer and how he blackmailed me to not report it to the police, saying how the only way he was going to help me was if I dated him. The area manager was disgusted and asked if I had all the relevant dates to prove what I was saying. I handed him my logbook and said that I felt awful telling him all this, as I didn't want anyone to get in trouble. That was a lie. Of course, I wanted results. The area manager reassured me that nothing was going to happen to me and this was all on the manager. I didn't hear much of it until eventually my manager never came into work and a new guy was there. Wonder what happened there then. I asked where the manager was and was told he got fired. It turns out he had a hearing that he thought was just about how he managed the store, but it was actually a lot more serious than that. He wasn't just pulled up on what happened with me, but it was revealed he was falsifying paperwork and falsifying his hours. He was stealing money from the store. So he was subsequently fired for falsifying documents, mistreating staff, abusing his power, and stealing. The latter he was getting taken to court for. The area manager used everything I said against him. Now, I quit a little after this, but I have a great relationship with the new manager. He is a kind, professional man. I also moved and never saw the customer again. I checked social media, and my old manager had blocked me on everything. I haven't heard from him personally since, but heard that he claims I'm lying and that I was a spiteful female dog. At least he wasn't entirely wrong. I am a spiteful female dog. You admit that you were a spiteful female dog, but surely in this situation there was nothing wrong with being one. Like, come on, if you're getting badly mistreated, not just by customers who are perhaps a little entitled and very, you know, sexually toxic, but then also by your manager as well, yeah, you've got to do something about that, and you did the right thing here for sure. Let's be honest though, the real hero of this story, apart from yourself, OP, of course, is your dad. I mean, think about it. Had you not had that really important paperwork, then, you know, you may not have had the evidence needed to go to court with your manager, and your manager may still have been your boss up until this day. So fair play to your dad for telling you, you know, you need to keep a record of the things that happen in your job. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/ProRevenge. A lot of you have been asking me to bring back this subreddit, and I hope you're happy. You know, I've got some more on screen right now over here if you want to go and watch this video. It's some more ProRevenge stories. And if not, well, at least make sure you are subscribed to my channel so you never miss out on a daily upload right here. Same place, same time every single day. And I will see you tomorrow with a brand new one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.